from the City of Angels near the Pacific Ocean. Good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. This is Coast to Coast AM. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs from CriticalHealthNews.com joins us. Here's the website, CriticalHealthNews.com. Here's the toll-free number to call for assistance, not to get on the show, but for assistance, 1-855-949-7234, which is the same as 1-855-949-RADIO. Back with pharmacist Ben Fuchs in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs back with us, registered pharmacist, nutritionist, cosmetic chemist as well. He's been compounding custom medications for years now and skincare products. He's part of the CriticalHealthNews.com team, and here he is, Ben Fuchs. Ben, welcome back.
George Norrie, good to talk to you. Happy New Year. I don't think I've talked to you this year yet, have I?
Not yet, but can you believe in a few more weeks we're rolling into March already?
I don't even know how to get my mind around it, George.
It's crazy.
It's craziness, isn't it? It's absolutely crazy. And all the stuff that's going on in the world, how fast everything's moving. Have you been keeping up with all this AI stuff?
Absolutely. Does AI scare you?
That's a really good question. I have a love-hate relationship with it. I love it. I use it all the time. But yeah, it could be a little bit scary. I was just listening to a guy talking about a book, an author who wrote a book about how it's going to kill everybody, according to this guy, that the whole planet's going to be destroyed. All of humanity is going to be destroyed because now AI is programming itself. This is the first time this has happened. It's programming itself now.
It's taken over.
It's taken over. But I do love it, I have to say. And it's making me very, very smart in a certain kind of way because you can access information and I can digest papers much. I love to read papers, research papers. And you can digest papers. You can absorb papers much more quickly. So I have a love-hate relationship. How about you?
I've learned how to use it on Google, for example, where in the past I would have to type in everything. Now you can just talk to it.
Isn't that crazy? You can just talk to it.
And it spits it right out to you.
It does podcasts. Have you seen the one that does podcasts?
No, I haven't seen that one yet.
Yeah, you put your notes in there and it turns it into a podcast with two AI voices talking.
I love it.
AI voices talking to you that aren't real. Oh. My mother could not get my mom, she's older. She cannot understand how these voices come out of the computer like that. It's mind boggling, George.
My mom's going to turn 97 in May.
Are you serious?
97.
You are a blessed man, George. You're a blessed man. But she's been supplementing, hasn't she?
Supplementing since she was a kid.
Yeah. There's a lesson there. I'm telling you, Jesse, you were talking about Jesse Jackson. He was only 84.
I know.
Doug Moe just died, the coach from the Nuggets. He was like 86 or 87. There's so much power in nutritional supplementation that we are not leveraging. We're leaving health. We're leaving longevity, we're leaving wellness and joie de vivre, joy for life, on the table by not taking advantage of these minerals and amino acids and fatty acids and vitamins that are not in the food. And we have to understand this. We're so sick, George, unnecessarily. And as the guy who gets the letters, and I know you see these letters also, it breaks my heart. And when I go on this program, we talk about these longevity products, I want everybody to understand it's because we know what they'll do. I see what they'll do. Even something as simple as Beyond Tangy Tangerine. If people listening out there, just the Beyond Tangy Tangerine can be life-changing, not because it's so special, but because this is how the body works. Yet we have this drug mentality, this pharmaceutical mentality that says that you can somehow be drugged, medicated, literally poisoned back to health. It just doesn't make any sense. And that's why we have more doctors per capita, more hospitals, more prescription drugs. We spend $4.5 trillion, George, a year on medication, and we're the sickest and the fattest and the most cancer-ridden, and our longevity isn't moving. It's just an absurd situation, and I'm here to tell everybody, if you are sick, if you have a chronic degenerative disease, there is not a medication on planet Earth that can make a difference except for symptomatically, but a nutritional supplement program can be life-changing and not only add years to your life, but allow your family and the people who care about you to have the benefit of your presence for much longer.
We take calls early with pharmacist Ben Fuchs, so jump aboard and get ready because we've got this half hour to go and then all of next hour because we care about your health. I got this email from Nicole from Massachusetts, Ben. She says, I'm on a keto diet. I'm worried about the amount of cholesterol in the eggs, meats, and cheese I eat. I have my blood work next week for my biannual physical, and I'm worried that my doctor is going to tell me my cholesterol is high. How can I defend my diet?
Well, I'll tell you two things about the keto diet to answer that question. First of all, the most important thing about the keto diet is the part that nobody wants to hear about, or maybe nobody knows about. It's a low calorie diet. When people hear keto, they think, oh yeah, I can eat all the bacon and the hamburgers and the cheeseburgers and the pizza that I want. No, the ketogenic diet is a low calorie diet. If you want to do one single thing to add years to your life, it's to reduce your intake of calories, because calories represent work to the body. So ketogenic diet, if you do it correctly, is a low calorie diet. That means it's not going to really, you're not going to be eating a lot of cholesterol. But here's another thing, George, and this is really interesting. Do you know the best way to lower your cholesterol is to eat cholesterol?
Really?
Yes. Let me tell you why. Because your body makes cholesterol. Most of the cholesterol in your body is made by cells because it's such a darn important compound. But when you ingest cholesterol, that shuts down the production of cholesterol. So you'll actually lower your cholesterol or lower your production of cholesterol by eating cholesterol. Nonetheless, the best cholesterol in your body is not the kind you eat. And I'll tell you why in a second. It's the kind you make. Now, the reason why cholesterol ingestion is a problem is because we heat our cholesterol-containing foods for the most part. That is our eggs and our meat and the animal foods, the animal products that have cholesterol are usually cooked. And when you cook cholesterol, that's where you can run into a problem because it creates a compound called oxycholesterol, and this can create issues. So cholesterol demonization has a complete misunderstanding of this molecule, and it's unfortunate because this stuff is the building block of life. In fact, the difference between a fern plant and a human being is cholesterol. If you want to be a vegetable, then don't eat cholesterol. Vegetables don't make cholesterol because vegetables don't walk, because vegetables don't think, because vegetables don't have a nervous system. Cholesterol gives us the ability to deal with life. All of our hormones, our steroid hormones, our reproductive hormones, our life management hormones, they all come from cholesterol. So you know all these people on hormone replacement therapy? You know how it's a big thing, estrogen and testosterone? Where do you think estrogen and testosterone come from? Cholesterol. So by eating or by stimulating cholesterol production, and nobody really has a problem with that, and I'll tell you why in a sec, cholesterol is the building block for all the things that we need to have a great life, including our brain. Now, here's the thing. Nobody has a problem making cholesterol because cholesterol is tied into sugar ingestion. And I want everybody out there to understand, because the doctors aren't telling them this. The more sugar you eat, the higher your cholesterol will be. The higher your insulin, the higher your cholesterol will be. So if you want to lower your cholesterol, you don't need a drug. You don't need a statin drug. You need to reduce your sugar intake. And this goes into the whole thing with calories, because sugar is and carbohydrates are one of our most important sources of calories. Restricting your sugar intake, your calorie intake, your carb intake will not only lower your cholesterol, but it will also reduce your obesity, improve your heart health, and add years to your life. And one of the fastest ways to help your body process the sugar we eat is to get on a nutritional supplement program, particularly the Healthy Blood Sugar Pack, Sweeties with chromium and vanadium, selenium, which Dr. Wallach has been talking about for years, and most importantly, the B complex, which is why the Tangy Tangerine is such an important and powerful product. It's absolutely packed with these sugar metabolizing nutrients, particularly the B complex. George, no matter what health challenge you have, no matter what health issue you have, there is a nutritional supplement strategy that can help you address it.
Now, Doc Wallach loves cholesterol, then.
For good reason. For good reason. For everything I just said. He's a brilliant chemist. He understands that cholesterol is the building block of cells. It's the building block of neurons. It's the building block of steroid hormones. It's the difference between a plant and a human, or an animal, I should say, because cholesterol helps us deal with life. It helps us move, get from point A to point B. It helps us think, to process information, to have sex, to be fertile, to be strong and vital, to have big muscles, to heal. It's all cholesterol driven. It's almost like it's a nefarious, evil strategy. And if you wanted to shut down the health of a culture entirely, you could do no better than to shut down their ability to make cholesterol by giving everybody drugs, statin drugs in particular. You know, they want to put statin drugs in the water supply.
Yeah.
They want to sell, they want it over the counter. It's almost like it's this evil plot. And for people who understand chemistry, we look at this and we're blown away that anybody who has a background of health, like a physician or a medical professional, could ever tell anybody to shut down their cholesterol production. Now you say, oh, well, what about clogs and blocked arteries? You got clogs and blocked arteries because your blood is messed up, because the vessels are messed up, not because you're making too much cholesterol. George, cholesterol in the arteries. And by the way, you know, cholesterol is not in the veins. You don't have blockages in the veins. You have them in the arteries, right? Do you ever wonder why there's no cholesterol blockages in the veins? They're all in the arteries. The reason is because the arteries are under so much pressure that under conditions of nutritional deficiency, they get damaged.
Stay with us. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs with us from criticalhealthnews.com. We're going to start calls when we come right back. And again, to get information, things that he says you might have missed, 1-855-949-7234. Back in a moment with your calls with pharmacist Ben Fuchs on criticalhealthnews.com. And welcome back. George Norrie along with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. We're going to take your calls this half hour and next hour as well. Ben, at what point in your pharmacological life did you realize this isn't for me?
In pharmacy school, people don't realize this, but pharmacists study nutrition. But we study nutrition as pharmacists. We study the medicinal and the healing properties of vitamins, minerals, and amino acids and fatty acids. And we study deficiency diseases as if they were nutritional deficiencies. And then we study drugs. And when I was in pharmacy school, I was like, why are we working with drugs when we have this whole other healing modality that has no toxicity and no side effects and is really – deficiencies are really the cause of disease. And then when I got out and started working as a pharmacist, I realized that I was the guy pushing the drugs. And so I just changed my life and I started my own pharmacy and as a nutritional pharmacy, and the rest is history. But as they say, in pharmacy school, I just smelled a rat. I saw that there was something wrong here. And sure enough, you know, when I graduated pharmacy school, I saw people on more and more drugs and getting sicker and sicker. Has anybody ever noticed this, that we're taking all these drugs, but we're getting sicker and sicker? Clearly, it doesn't work. And when you just do the etymology of the word pharmaka, pharmacy, or pharmaka, which is Greek, it means poison. George, when you take a prescription drug, they have to give you a higher dose than you need to account for the fact that your liver is going to detoxify that drug. So you have to actually take a higher dose than you need to account for the purification of the poison. When you take a prescription drug, George, your body has to mobilize nutrients to get rid of the drug. So you're already deficient, and now you're taking a drug, your detox system kicks in to get rid of the drug, and now you're going to be deficient in magnesium and copper and zinc and vitamin C and all the nutrients that are required to detoxify the drug. It makes no sense. Now, are there times when you need a drug? Yes. Are there times when they can be life-saving? Yes. It's the chronic drugs, the ones that you stay on the rest of your life. You know, you're going to be on this medication the rest of your life, that kind of thing. Those are the problems. For short-term pain, antibiotics, clearly there's some advantages there. But when you're on a blood pressure medicine for your whole life and nobody's telling you how to really lower your blood pressure or why your blood pressure is high, can't help but shorten your longevity because these are toxins and that's the way they work. They don't kindly ask your heart. A drug doesn't kindly ask your heart to shut down. It beta blocks it.
It
calcium blocks it. It shuts it down. That means poisoning it. And it's just absurd to me as a healthcare professional that this is the way we address disease and health crises and health challenges.
You ready for calls, Ben?
100%.
Let's start by going to our first-time caller, Helen in Indiana. And I want to tell you, she is, according to Tom, 100 years old. Hello, Helen.
Literally?
Hello.
Are you literally 100, Helen?
Yes, I am. I'm 100. I was 100 June the 28th.
God bless you, man.
So you're going to be 101 coming up. Good for you.
That's awesome.
Yes. So
that's awesome.
I wanted to say that I wanted to be one of your family, and I enjoy Mr. White. I don't do the computer anymore, I'm having trouble with my eyes. I got that darn macular, whatever it is. And so I've taken shots in my eyes, but I give up my computer. I don't do any computer work, but I'd like to be on Mr. White's family list.
I
want to send Helen a jug of Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Can I do that?
Yeah, we'll put her on hold after the call.
Yeah.
What's your advice for your longevity, Helen?
Well, I blame my husband, and he passed away. He had diabetes, so we ate a lot of salads. And then I had some teeth work done, and I ate avocado with an egg. Have an avocado. And I lived on that for about 6 months, so they got my teeth done, and the doctor couldn't understand then why all my teeth come out right. And so I blame that, but because just half of my heart's working and I keep going. And my lower bowel is working, but I keep going. So every day, if I don't walk with the walker or nothing, I went today. My son took me and got shots in my eyes. And so.
Okay, well, you stay on hold, Helen, and we're going to get your address and get it to Ben. And, Ben, you can send her whatever you want, okay?
It'd be my honor. Yeah, nice to meet you, Helen. That's great. That's a great story.
Dick Van Dyke is going to be 101.
And he's still dancing. Have you seen him dancing? It's
amazing. Yeah, he keeps acting. My mother's going to be 97, and she keeps driving.
Are you serious? Holy cow. Does she do yoga? Or does she exercise or anything? Stretch her body?
She
like
just
that?
Moves around a lot. She's very spiritual. And
that's a big part of it. That, praise God. That's a huge part of it. Don't underestimate that spirituality.
Magical. It really is.
Magical,
yeah. That's remarkable. 100 years old, isn't it?
That's amazing. Yeah, wouldn't it be nice if we had a culture where we honored our older people, or as we got older, we got honored and we looked forward to getting older. We took care of our older people. Wouldn't that be a beautiful culture?
Yeah, beyond Social Security, right?
Beyond Social Security, exactly right. You know, I volunteer in nursing homes as a pharmacist, and I'm telling you, it's just heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking how we treat our older people.
Let's go to David in California. Welcome to the show. Hi, David.
Hey, David.
Hi, great show, and congratulations to the first caller. Her age. My question is, I take D3, and I know it's fat soluble, so I usually take it with a meal. I've also read that taking it with magnesium, especially glycinate, is also good. Is there one better than the other?
Well, that's an interesting question. And once again, George, your listeners are so on top of things.
Yes, they are.
Vitamin B3 or niacin or niacinamide, it's actually not fat soluble, but it does play a major role in fat metabolism. A little bit confusing there. And you can't really say one supplement or one nutrient is better than another. It's kind of like, I always compare it to like a baseball team. You know, who's more important, the third baseman or the first baseman? They're both important. You're not going to win many games if you don't have a first baseman or you don't have a third baseman. In an orchestra, who's more important, the violinist or the percussionist?
It's a team.
This is why longevity is so amazing, is because when you get a longevity supplement, they come as a team. Beyond Tangy Tangerine has your entire Mighty 90 essential nutrients. If you have a cartilage problem, or if you have a arthritis, or you have a connective tissue issue, you take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, you get everything. And that's how supplementation has to be looked at. It's a team. It's a system. And that's how the body is. And one of the problems we have in our healthcare system is we don't treat the body like a system. We have a heart problem, we go to the heart doctor. We have a skin problem, you go to the skin doctor. Brain problem, you go to a neurologist. A bone problem, you go to an orthopedic guy. But the body is a system. Everything is connected to everything else. What makes nutrients so amazing is they work as a system. Drugs try to target specific parts of the body. Nutrients address the entire body. So when you take, for example, vitamin C for your cold, you get less wrinkles. When you take zinc for your acne, you get better bones. When you take magnesium for your heart, you get better blood sugar control. And that's the beauty of nutrition and nutritional supplementation.
Tell me about the skin, Ben. What is it? What is his absorb?
Oh, let me tell you about that. I love this organ. You know, I've been studying the skin since the 1980s. For 45 years, I've been studying the skin. I worked for Blistex when I was in pharmacy school. The skin is a bioelectrical smart organ. It's your third brain. Your digestive system is your second brain, and the brain in your head is your first brain. The skin is a brain. It's a sensor. And it has an electrical nature. And let me tell you something, George. One of the dumbest things we do as a culture is we smear cream on this amazing, intelligent bioelectrical system that is active at the quantum level. And this is why people have lousy skin, is because we're smothering it. We're putting a wool blanket on top of this intelligent, highly structured bioelectrical system that is more like a computer than it is like a covering. Or an envelope for the inside of our body. It's a self-healing system. You know, every time you cut yourself, what happens? 2 days later, the cut closes. How does it even occur? Well, what's occurring
and
is
don't pick that scab.
And don't pick the scab. That's right. Well, when you cut yourself, you're changing the voltage in your skin, and that drop in voltage triggers the healing process. The body has such a wisdom to it, and this is exemplified by the skin. We want to honor the body, not manipulate the body, not hammer the body into submission, but love the body, nurture the body, nourish the body. And this is why food and nutritional supplementation and exercise and breathing and meditation and rest and spirituality are so important when it comes to our health and our longevity. These are ways that we love the body. A drug doesn't love the body. A drug says to the body, I'm smarter than you. I know better than you. Well, let me tell you something. If you ever think you know better than your body, there's going to be a price to be paid.
Let's go to Lori in North Carolina on the wild card line. Hello, Lori.
Hey.
Hello, Lori.
How's it going?
Well, going great. How can we help you?
Well, I called initially to ask about my 94-year-old mother, and it's kind of ironic we're on that. The first caller was 100 years old. That's crazy.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it, too, but now my mom's going downhill. She was not sick for 93 years. She did great. And all of a sudden, it's just hitting her all at once. I don't know how your mom keeps going, George, at 97. I want to know the secret.
So do I. Maybe we'll get it from her when she's on in May.
I hope so. You got to ask her that, because we need to know. Because I'm trying to keep my mom now healthy, and she's got a blood cancer that she's. So I mean, you know, how do you hit that with nutrition? I mean, I don't want to, you know, keep her on the medication. It's not doing good for her. Yeah. She's getting side effects from it.
Yeah.
I mean, what's the answer at this age when they develop something like that? Is there an answer? And God bless you, Helen. She sounds great, doesn't she?
She sure does. For 100 years, she's all fantastic. Ben, what's the secret? Ben, we're losing you. We need you closer to your mic.
I said when somebody's in their 90s, I'm sorry about that. When somebody's in their 90s, it's a little bit tricky because they've had decades of doing their life. So it's a little bit tricky. But no matter how old you are, and this is true for anybody, the more deficient you are in nutrients, the faster you will notice a difference. And because most people are so deficient, when you get on something like the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, it can be life-changing. Get her on just that one product, Beyond Tangy Tangerine, and then get her into the Healthy Start Pack. That's what I would do for her. She will notice a significant difference because A, she probably has never supplemented before, so she's deficient, and B, she's on medication, so she's deficient, and C, she has a health challenge, cancer, which uses up her nutrients. That's one of the ways cancer kills us, is it sucks up our resources. So getting her on a concentrated nutritional supplement like the Beyond Tangy Tangerine can be life-changing. In addition to that, you want to get her on soups and vegetable juices. Again, because these are concentrated nutrients that are easy for the body to absorb.
And you love that bone broth, don't you?
Well, I was about to say, George, you took the words out of my mouth. Bone broth is anti-cancer. Did you know this? There's immune boosters in bone broth that will not only help protect the body from getting cancer, but can also strengthen the immune system. So if you're dealing with cancer, it can help the body fight it. So bone broth, vegetable juices, aloe vera juice or aloe vera liquid, and the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. That's what I would do for her.
Lori, the number, in case you missed anything that Ben just said, 1-855-949-7234. Text and tweets. Tom, what do you have for Ben?
Hey, Ben, Jackson in Memphis, Tennessee says, I eat tomatoes every day. Is that okay?
Yeah, tomatoes are awesome. But you want to, if you really want to get the maximum benefit from tomatoes, cook them. When you cook them, you release that those all-important antioxidants that are so important for the eyes and for the skin and for the prostate. Some people do have a problem with tomatoes, I will say. But if you don't have any issues with them, they're an amazing food. Wonderful, wonderful source of antioxidant nutrients, particularly good for the eyes.
And you're not supposed to put them in the refrigerator. Did you know that?
I did not know that. Why is that?
I don't know. For some reason, it's better at room temperature.
I did not know, but tomatoes are an incredibly important fruit. Did you know they're a fruit? They're not a vegetable, by the way.
Ben, a couple minutes before the break, and we're going to take an hour of phone calls next hour with folks.
Awesome. Awesome.
What
awesome,
has been
awesome.
The greatest recommendation you've made to somebody?
I-26 for Crohn's disease. I told you that story about, I told the story before about the kid who called me up. This is when I first started doing Coast to Coast way back when. By the way, it's our 12th year doing Coast to Coast. He called me up. He had stage 4 colon cancer.
Oh, my gosh.
And I told him, I gave him a whole recommendation, but one of the most important things I did was put him on the hyperimmune egg, I-26. And let me tell you something. Anybody who has any kind of digestive health issue or autoimmune issues, which are related to digestive issues, you are not going to believe what I-26 can do for you simply by changing the way bacteria in the small intestine. You know, one of the problems, one of the most
gut, right?
The gut. It's all about the gut. Even Hippocrates said this 200 BC. Hippocrates is the father of medicine. He said, let food be thy medicine or let medicine be thy food. There's nothing, no structure in the system that's more important than the gut, because that's how the enemy gets into the body. The body's a closed system, George, and the only way things get into the body, with the exception of injection, and that's why you got to be careful with what you inject, is through the food and through the intestine. And this is where the condition called leaky gut comes in. And this leaky gut issue is behind every single chronic degenerative disease you can name, from skin issues to autoimmunity to heart disease to neurological problems. Everything, George, it all boils down to the connection between the intestine and the blood. And once that connection gets broken and leaks start to form, you're off to the disease races. I-26 is one of the most important strategies you have for helping protect against this process.
All right, stay with us. We're going to come back another hour to go with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. Those of you on hold, just hang there. Those of you calling, we'll get to you.